To end our summer series on the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in Arkansas, we examine a little-known aspect of the law that will greatly expand opportunities for thousands of Arkansans requiring long-term health care to receive help, not in an institution, but at home. The initiative is called Community First Choice Option, and Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010, disabled and elder Medicaid beneficiaries who require institutional care will be offered an alternative option.
In the very basic sense, the Community First Choice Option will provide home and community-based services to individuals who, without the services, would have to enter a nursing home or other institutional setting and would not be able to reside independently in the community.
Anna Makagovina is Assistant Director of Policy and Planning for the Division of Developmental Disability Services at the Arkansas Department of Human Services in Little Rock. The Community First Choice aims to help elder, disabled, behavioral, and developmentally challenged Arkansans who meet certain financial and medical eligibility criteria to move back to their family of origin or into their own homes, where they will receive appropriate care.
Yes, transitional services from an institutional setting based back to the community for individuals is an optional service that states may choose to provide under Community First Choice. And basically what it covers for those individuals that choose to move back into community, it will cover basically cost of reestablishing a household in the community, such as first month's rent or deposit, basic supplies for your kitchen or furnishings, so that those individuals that have lost that household in the community can reestablish that residence and can move back into a more integrated setting.
Right now in Arkansas, DHS serves 4,200 with intellectual disabilities, 2,000 physically disabled people, and 6,000 enrolled in Elder Choices Care. The program will also pay for community-based attendant services and support systems.
Well, major categories of services that are provided under Community First Choice are basically services that would enable individuals to reside independently. For example, personal activities such as bathing, eating, grooming, getting dressed, things that people need assistance in taking care of themselves. Also, assistance with activities that are typical for somebody who needs to be able to live independently in community, such as shopping for food or clothes, moving in the community, getting to the grocery store, doing household chores and activities. And also, it pays for the items, the Community First Choice program pays for the items that increase independence, for example, home modifications. So instead of somebody coming in and helping a person into a bathtub, modifying the bathroom so that person can walk into a shower instead without assistance. So items that replace a human assistance by providing modifications to the home or adaptive equipment type services.
Arkansas is among a half dozen states which have applied to implement the program.
When they released the final guidance in the spring of last year, they issued a new rule where eligibility criteria for Community First Choice would require a person to meet institutional level of care need. And at that point, we started doing financial analysis of the feasibility of this program, because this program actually provides an enhanced financial federal funding for these services. And we realized that by implementing this program, we would no longer be able to have waiting lists or any caps on the service. So what we had to determine is that the enhanced federal financial participation should be sufficient to cover the services to the additional individuals who would enter this program. And at that point, we've done financial analysis and determined that basically, due to enhanced federal funding, this program would be basically financially neutral to the state because of the funding. And at that point, we decided to proceed with developing and implementing the program.
A wide range of Arkansans will be eligible to enroll in CFCO.
To be eligible for this program, an individual needs to be already Medicaid eligible. So Community First Choice does not create a new eligibility category for Medicaid. So individual has to be already Medicaid eligible, so one of the existing categories, and they have to meet institutional level of care need requirement, and obviously have the need for the types of services that CFCO would provide.
And how many will be allowed to participate?
Well, since today we serve population that covers individuals with intellectual disabilities, physically disabled, and people with age-related disabilities, basically those individuals that receive those services today through our waiver programs will be transitioned to Community First Choice option. Additionally, we are looking at starting to enroll our Alternative Community Services waiver waitlist into the program, and we anticipate to start enrolling those individuals July 1st of next year and continue to enroll those individuals over the course of the year. And July 1st of 2014 is our anticipated implementation date for this program, obviously pending CMS approval.
An estimated 2,600 Arkansans are currently on the wait list. So far, two states, California and Oregon, have applied and been granted CFCO status. Arkansas Department of Human Services is submitting its plan in the coming weeks, which was developed by an advisory council of 18 stakeholders.
Yes. To implement the Community First Choice options, states are required to convene a council of stakeholders. And what's remarkable about this one is that federal government specifically required the states to ensure that the majority of the participants in the council were consumers and individuals with disabilities. We had a council of 18 individuals, majority of which represented different groups of individuals that we serve, as well as providers and advocacy groups.
Several years ago, we reported on a similar test project that had been implemented in Arkansas called the Money Follows the Person Demonstration Project to transition institutionalized individuals back to their communities. That program will end in 2016, replaced by Community First Choice. And Anna Makagovina understands firsthand the value of such initiatives.
My sister has a developmental disability, and so our entire family have gone through basically all possible life experiences that a family with an individual with a developmental disability can have. And so I'm also able to draw a lot from that experience and firsthand knowledge of challenges that these families deal with on an everyday basis.
When the Community First Choice Program was introduced last April, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius said that prior to passage of the Affordable Care Act, families with disabled loved ones had few choices beyond nursing homes or institutions. But programs like Community First Choice aim to change that. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We'll continue to have coverage on Ozarks at Large of the effects of the various parts of the Affordable Care Act as the act is rolled out over the next few months and into 2014.